Dun 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 dun. Knight Rider, a shadowy flight into the dangerous world of a man who does not exist. I'm stuck in the 80s. This is Caleb Jones, and this is Alpha Male 2.0, freedom-focused lifestyle design for men. Location independent income through your own business that you own and control. Dating multiple attractive women all at the same time with no drama and cheating and lying and problems. Long-term happiness. The most free lifestyle a man can possibly live in the collapsing Western world. And a lot of countries collapsing outside the Western world too. Fun for everyone. Today we're going to be talking about yet another topic that you guys have asked me to talk about. A bunch of you are very excited about this. This is one of those topics that I talk about primarily in my books. And you guys just love this shit. You guys just like, holy shit. You should just do like 10 videos just on this. We're going to talk about the SLA today, the seven life areas. One of the most popular parts of my primary book, The Unchained Man, which is the new version is going to be released shortly. I'm going to kill a few minutes here because I have to bring up my notes because I did not bring them up because I was doing something right before this. So let's see if I can multitask and talk and be entertaining while clicking and bring up notes. So you're not supposed to multitask. This is very bad time management. Should not be doing this. Entire book. Here we go. SLA. Matter of fact, part of my notes here for this live stream / podcast is the newly rewritten chapter of the SLA in the new version of my book. Woo! Baby. Pretty cool. All right, here. Let's see. Seven life areas. Should I cover the three natural zones too? Yeah, I might cover that too. So we have a few things to cover today. As usual, I'll answer a few questions as we get started here, then we'll get into topics. Oh, let me zoom up my screen since I can't see anything. Oh, I look red, don't I? Hang on, let me unred myself. Hang on a moment. Then we'll be able to sleep tonight because of all the goddamn blue light. There we go. Ooh, look a little too bright. Let's turn this down. You can tell I was ill prepared for this. Hang on. Turn this down. Turn that down. Okay, much better. Cool. All right. Let me go back to the top here. Sup, Caleb? You're cool AF. I am pretty cool. I'm the coolest man on earth. Yep. How are you banging your FBs if you don't have a bed right now? Well, if you've listened to or read my blogs, you know I actually prefer having sex on the floor. Not literally on the floor. You put like blankets and stuff down. Plus I have couches. Plus I have furniture. You don't have to have sex on a bed. You gotta, you know, broaden your horizons a little bit. Are you taking the hotel or what? No, why would I take them to a hotel? No. They're here. Or I go there. If I go there, there's one, let's see. Sometimes you go there, but usually they come here. Since you don't spend money on FBs besides sugar babies, do you feel that being rich gives you an advantage in terms of seducing these girls? Because I've heard that girls will fuck rich guys just because they're rich and successful in the hopes of maybe getting a relationship later. This is the classic age-old question. Does SMB help? Yes, I've said this many times. I said SMB is not the make or break. So the black pill, MGTOW, angry guy says, if you're not rich or don't have six-pack abs and don't look like Brad Pitt, you can't get laid. I read a whole new chunk of that in my book, the new book, by the way, which is not true, but it is a factor. It does help. So if I have money, it helps. Now, here's the thing. I've talked about this 10,000 times. I don't like to advertise what I do for a living or how much money I make. I hate it because when I used to do that years ago, like 15 years ago now, I get a bunch of gold diggers. I'm like, well, fuck this. So I don't like to talk about it. Plus, on a first date, I've said many times, she should do 80% of the talking. She should know very little about you on that first date because if she knows too much, she'll say no. Because women are picky. So here you go. I am the last guy to go around bragging about how much money I make. For fuck's sake, I don't own a car. I wear the same clothes every day, just about. I live in a tiny one-bedroom apartment. I don't have a bed. I've said many times that when I walk around here in Dubai, and I'm dressed in my, like, you know, shorts and a t-shirt or sweatpants, you would have no idea how much money I make or what my net worth is. You have no clue. As opposed to many men in Dubai who flash their wealth and have expensive jewelry and fancy clothes and, you know, Lambos and shit like that. I don't like doing that stuff. A lot of that is my personality. A lot of that is my age. When you're 50s, you don't find the need to, like, you know, show off anymore. That's a thing for the guys in their 20s or early 30s. So anyway, Thoughts on doing a dopamine detox, limiting social media use, YouTube, porn, music, et cetera, short-term and long-term. I have not done research on this, but it sounds like that would work, especially if you're having a problem. It sounds like that would work, but I need to see data on that. If you do a dopamine detox for like 14 days straight, will that help you long-term? I don't know. Sounds good. Best tips on improving your ability to focus. Number one best tip I can give you is timers. Timers. And then the physiological stuff. Make sure you're getting plenty of sleep. Make sure you're drinking a lot of water. Don't eat a lot of carbs in the daytime. The basic physiological, attack that first, and then use timers. Thank you for this requested topic of mine. You are not the only person who requests this topic. I've had a lot of people, including when I've done live sessions, live meetings, say, hey, can you talk about the SLA more? You never talk about that. I'm like, all right. Hey, Caleb came back from Dubai and Oman for a couple of these great places. Cool. Yeah. Dubai is awesome. I have not been to Oman yet, but that's on my agenda. Would love to hear about improving ability to focus. That is not today's topic, but you can ask that in Q&A. I get why you decided to put a flag in Dubai. Quality of life. Oh, this is you again when you went to Dubai and Oman. I get why you decided to put a flag in Dubai. Quality of life is on top if you earn the minimum 2.0 income. Not even if you do that, but yes, correct. Yeah. Quality of life in Dubai is very good, other than the air quality during the summer. Other than that, yeah, quality of life in Dubai is top in the world. Correct. Where would you put confidence and occupant dependence in the seven life areas? That's not an area where you spend your time. That's a trait, not an area. When will the new book be available on Audible? That I don't know. I don't know that. It will be, I'll release the book to those who have already purchased the pre-order. You go to unchainedman.io if you want that. And the course, you get the digital version of the book. Very shortly after, you get the MP3 version of the audiobook. A little after that, you can get it. It will be available on Audible. You have to buy it on Audible, not through me. And then after that, you'll get access to the paperback version, the soft cover version. That's the order which it'll happen. Will you be doing an initial business chapter of the Unchained Man? Yes. Where would you locate? Okay, I'm going to answer that question. What made the aura of celebrities different and interesting in the past as compared to now with social media? An example would be how Michael Jackson had a concert in your city. It was everywhere. Oh, yeah. Celebrities and movie stars were a much bigger deal pre-internet. Way big. And if you're young and you weren't alive back then, you guys were old like me, remember, in the 70s, the 80s, most of the 90s, you had like movie stars. You had rock stars. You don't really have those anymore. Celebrities are not that big of a deal because they have so much competition with social media today. Do you even have movie stars anymore? You probably have Tom Cruise, and maybe you could argue, although he's on his way down in terms of fame, Dwayne Johnson. That's it. You don't have movie stars anymore. You have characters. Robert Downey Jr. is not the star. Iron Man is the star. So this is a big shift in the last, 25 years. Rock stars. I was just discussing it with somebody the other day. We're having a little talk about this. And, regularly 70s, 80s, 90s, you had multiple huge rock stars. So they were talking about, I was watching a podcast where they were talking about, they rewatched the 1984, I think, Video Music Awards. And they were amazed because you had all these huge names in one room. You had Van Halen and you had Madonna and you had David Bowie. And they would list AC/DC and you had all these fucking huge famous people. They're like, you don't really have that anymore. Who's a huge rock star right now? Taylor Swift, as I've already talked about. And maybe Bad Bunny. Maybe. And who else? That's it. You don't have these huge names anymore. You have them from 15 years. They have Beyonce. That's 15 years ago. So it's just, it's a different era. It's very interesting. And even Bad Bunny, First, you have the top rock star is, as I did a whole live stream about a few weeks ago, is one who only appeals to women. The person right below her is a guy named Bad Bunny who's bisexual. Post-masculine world. What's the best way to manage when you get hundreds of matches and messages when you're doing dating apps? That's great, considering the average man does not get tons of matches in the first place. Spreadsheet. You need a spreadsheet. You just put in the person's name. And then a little status column. That's what I had to do. When I was doing online dating hardcore, you need a spreadsheet or else you'll lose track. You waste a lot of time. And the guys who do online dating right now who kill it, like I used to back in the day, they all use tracking systems, spreadsheets, databases. You got to do it or else you're going to lose track. What are your thoughts on Delaware LLC for non-U.S. citizens not intending to do business in the USA? I want to use my own brand so I don't earn royalty. Yes, that's a fantastic idea. And likely it'll be tax-free for you. So that's a great idea. Do it. Say you got two guys, same level of looks. Okay, what I meant to say is, say you got two guys, same level of looks. One's rich, one's kind of poor. Both don't spend money on the girl. Aside small shit for your few drinks. Does the rich guy have an advantage against competing against a girl? If they're everything else being equal, yes, of course he will have a slight advantage. Yes, that's the saying. Kill. What if they're equal except one guy's average looking, one guy looks like Brad Pitt? Well, of course the better looking guy has a slight advantage. Yes. Won't she ever get shifted? I've talked about this. I linked to a YouTube video of a chubby, dorky, ugly, homeless guy who's banging all these hot girls. These guys I met who are fucking homeless and live on guys' couches, they're banging hottest girl, you know, hot girls. So that's not required, but it is easier, yes. Is it true that non-marriage couple cannot sleep together in Dubai? It was true up to 2 years ago, and Dubai has now made that legal. Dubai removes laws and removes restrictions every year. Your collapsing Western country adds laws and adds restrictions. I have an entire live stream video coming up about exactly that in about a week or two. In the implicit phase, you see her once a week. In all phases, you see her once a week after you just have sex or twice. How do you deal with how was your week? My week was great. I get the question a lot. It's great. What are you doing this weekend? You tell her. You don't have to say, I'm banging other girls besides you. Tell her everything else. The truth is you've been many days to build your roster. Tell her whatever you want we're doing this weekend, but don't talk about I'm banging other girls. Sylvester Stallone was huge. There were tons of guys who were huge in the 80s, right? I talk about this book, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sylvester Stallone, Kurt Russell, Bruce Willis, right? Are there tons of movie stars now? No, there's one and a half. Just a different era. Because we didn't have, in the 80s, 90s, 70s, we didn't have social media. We had computers. We definitely had computers. Not in the 70s. In the 80s, 90s, we had computers. We had computer games. They were awesome. But we didn't have social media. Didn't have the internet. Most of the 90s, people weren't using the internet. 90s only came on for normal humans at the very late 90s. Okay, Felix, you're stuck on this rich thing. Get off the topic. Got to be honest, I've never heard of Bad Bunny. He must be an American star. No, he's Puerto Rican. He's known all over the world. Caleb, I got kicked out of Hinge. Here's the thing. You're not young. I don't know how old you are, Dean. If you're old like me, you have no idea. The only reason I know who Bad Bunny is I have lots of younger women in my life, and they tell me. Like, I like Bad Bunny. I'm like, what the fuck is that? Is that like a bunny with a knife or something? No, it's this guy from Puerto Rico. I got kicked out of Hinge a bunch of times. What the fuck? You're doing something wrong. I know what you're probably doing. And I was getting a ton of matches, and I don't get hardly anything on Tinder or Bumble. Can you suggest other ways to get pussy online besides Instagram? Well, go back, set up a new account under new email, VPN your phone. You can go back and be more careful what you tell women. You're getting banned off Hinge because you're being an asshole or you're being too sexual. Just stop doing that. All right, let's start the topic here. Okay, one more question. Major differences between a dual live-in and a virtual live-in. Virtual live-in means that, let me think a minute. What is the difference? It's been a while now. Dual live-in means shit, I don't remember. Let me think a minute here. Dual live-in, one of the two. I don't think I remember. I got to think this through again because I'm... Dual live-in means you have your own separate homes and you spend all your time at your separate homes and you hang out. Virtual live-in means you have your separate homes, but half the week or maybe 1 week on, 1 week off, she's with you in your home. That's the difference. So you have a set schedule where for several days or even a week or more, she lives, quote unquote, at your house, but then she goes back to her place. Whereas dual live-in doesn't necessarily do that. It's just you hang out whenever sporadically you want. You live two separate homes. That's the difference. All right. Let's deal with this topic. So as I talk about in The Unchained Man, new version coming out shortly. You go to unchainedman.io if you want to pre-order. You get a discount, plus you get a discount on the course, which is a conversion course converting from beta male to alpha male 2.0. It is a 30-video course, a 30-day course, unlike any other course I've done. It's tied to the Unchained Man. They'll be released the same time. Unchainedman.io if you want to check that out. In that book, I talk about, as a time management component and as a planning component for your long-term objectives, your goals, your mission, your code, your vision, which is something I'm adding to the book, is your seven life areas. There's also, in addition to your seven life areas, there are three zones. Something new, I'll talk about that in a second. Seven life areas. So the way this works is anything you do with your time, not a trait that you have. Someone asked about is outcome independence. What is that? What, that's a trait. I'm good at math. That's not a seven life area. Seven life area is actions. They are comprised of actions. It is a category of action. Everything you do physically in your life will fall into one of these seven categories. And a few weird ones can attack or fall into multiple categories. So 100% of everything you're doing right now at any minute through the day is going to fall into one of these seven areas. And it's your job to manage these seven areas to make the most conducive to your long-term happiness, your long-term goals, and your mission. Here are the seven areas. If you have not read the book, you don't want to talk about. Number one, there's no particular order, and some are more important than others, and some are more important at certain times in your life. I'll get to all that, okay? But the seven areas are, in no particular order, number one, your financial life. This means anything you're doing that has anything to do with money. So when you go to your job, that's in your financial life. When you work on your new business, that's your financial life. When you're managing your investments, that's your financial life. You're paying your taxes, you're filling out your tax forms, that's your financial life. When you're buying a house, that's your financial life. Anything having to do with your money, directly with your money, earning it, spending it, managing it, saving it, investing it, whatever the fuck, that is your financial life. Make sense? Okay. Next one is your woman life. That is all the time you spend with women in a sexual or romantic context. Not all the time you spend with women. If you spend time with women at your job and she's your coworker, that's not your woman life. That'd be your financial life because you're at work. If you're spending time with your daughter, that's not your woman life. That's your family life because she's your daughter. You get my point? So if you are having sex with this woman, or the objective is to have sex with her, or romance or whatever, sex and or romance. So sex would be one night stands, FBs. Romance would be MLTRs, OLTR, OLTR wife, okay? Any of those activities is your woman life. So if you're on Tinder swiping, you're in your woman life. If you're going on a date with your wife you've been married to for 20 years, that's your woman life. I talk to Pink Firefly every day for an hour on the phone. That's my woman life, part of my woman life. If I'm hanging out with an FB, that's also my woman life. Make sense? Okay. Next one is your family life. So this is all the time you spend with any family members, including in-laws, minus your wife, because that'd be your woman life. So anything else you're doing. I spoke with, 2 days ago, I had a long conversation with my dad. And then 2 days before that, I had a long conversation with my mom. My parents call me a lot. I don't call my parents very often, but now my sisters, because they're girls, they call my mom literally every day. And a lot of women I know in my life, they talk to their mom every day. So that'd be part of your family life. If you have children, I have two kids, they're grown now, but when they were little and I spent time with my kids, that was my family life. When I went out with my family, back with my first wife, the mother of my two children, and the four of us would go out to family dinner, that's family time. Okay, if you're playing ball in the backyard, whatever the fuck, with your son, that's family time. If you're talking to your grandma, your aunts, your uncles, your cousin, going to family, that's family life. Okay? Next one is your physical life. This is any time you spend working on your body. And that's in any context. So you're maintaining your body, you're damaging your body, you're nourishing your body, you're improving your body, you're dealing with problems with your body. So when you eat lunch because you're hungry, you're in your physical life. Why are you eating? Because you're hungry. Is your brain hungry? No, your body's hungry. You got to feed your body, right? If you lift weights, when you go to the gym, you're in your physical life. You have cancer, you got to go to the doctor, you're in your physical life. Okay, so your context, when I take my vitamins every morning, I take vitamins every time I eat, that's in my physical life. Make sense? Let's see what I'll say about that. Now, to be clear, there's some overlap here, and this is where it gets confusing. So physical life does not mean you're literally doing anything physical. Okay, so in a second, you'll have your, so let's say you're going to go whitewater rafting with your family. That's not your physical life, that's your family life. Caleb, if I have sex, isn't that my physical life? No, that's your woman life. Yes, it also affects your physicality, of course, but it's primarily, you're doing it, are you having sex to exercise and burn? No, you're having sex because you're horny and you want to be with your chicky poo. So that's your woman life. So intention has a lot to do with this. All right. Next one is your social life. This is any time or actions you take in regards to any platonic friends who are not related to you. So if you have your old friends, it could be old friends, new friends, acquaintances, female friends, guy friends, doesn't matter. If you have coworkers and you work together at the office, and then after work, you go out for a beer, that's your recreational life. That's not your work life. Make sense? Excuse me, not your recreation. That's your social life. Sorry. Your social life, your social life, your social life. That's your social life. You're socializing. If you have a business lunch, you're trying to get a client or putting together a deal, you're going to go discuss it over lunch, that's your financial life. See the difference? See, this is a very organized system. Examples. Here's some examples I have. You're going to go to the game with your buddies. Okay. Consoling your best friend after his divorce. Okay. Social life. Going to your high school reunion, which I've done multiple times. Social life. I should tell a story about the last time I went to my high school reunion. Oh boy. Here's one I have here. As your social life, screaming at your platonic female friend whom you have no desire to sleep with about why she went back to the boyfriend who beat her up. So if it is a platonic female friend you have no desire to have sex with and you're not discussing work, that's your social life. Now, if it's a woman you know you think is really hot and you're trying to get in there, that's your woman life. See the difference? The context is completely different, isn't it? Because, right, you deal with women. Well, maybe you don't. Maybe I shouldn't say this because maybe I mean, there's some differences between how you interact with women in your business life, women in your platonic social life, and women in your woman life. There's a difference, right? I don't talk to women I work with the same way I talk to my FBEs. There's some similarities, but it's not the same thing because the context is different. I mean, even within my woman life, I don't talk to my wife the way I talk to my FBEs, although there's a lot of similarities, more similarities there. But there's a difference. Sorry. Next one, number six, is recreational life. That is anything you're doing completely for fun, just for the sake of enjoyment or relaxation, especially if you're doing it alone. So if you're going whitewater rafting with your buddies, that's social life. Going golfing with your family, it's family life. If you're playing video games, that's your recreational life, right? If you're reading a novel, I am rereading my favorite individual novel of all time. It's called Noble House by James Clavell. I fucking love that goddamn thing. Oh my God, it's so good. Because it was written a long time ago when culture was great. Oh, it's so good. So that would be my recreational life, right? fucking around on the internet, wasting time on the internet, on YouTube and shit. Recreational life. Now, is recreational life always bad? No, you need to take breaks. But you can go too far with it, right? That's a whole different topic to talk about some other time. If I take a break from, if I work 3-4 hours of hard work and I go take a break and do something in my recreational life for half an hour, then go back to work, great. But if you sit there and fucking play video games for 8 hours straight, that's bad. So recreational life, woman life, all these things can be good. All these things can be bad. If you spend 12 hours a day in your woman life, 5, 6, 7 days a week, you're gonna have all kinds of financial problems. Ask me how I know. I did that once many, many years ago. Way back in 2009, I was getting good at this stuff. I'll talk about that in a second. Last one is your number seven, your spiritual life. So this is any time you spend in your spiritual side, not religious side, although that's a component of spirituality, right? It's a subset. So anything religious certainly would be under your spiritual life, but you don't have to have a religion to have a spiritual life. I don't have a religion. I'm agnostic. But I have religious things I do, not religious, spiritual things I believe in, spiritual things I do. Here's some examples. Contemplating, reflecting, meditation. Meditation is absolutely your spiritual life. Anything in religious worship. So obviously when you like go to church, that kind of thing, obviously your spiritual life. If you're like alone in nature, to like get in touch with nature, that can be spiritual. Or the ocean, reading inspirational stuff from like that is purely spiritual. Meditation is spiritual. Solitude is spiritual. Lots of spiritual stuff. Now, here's this works. So those are the seven areas. Now, what you typically understand, what most people say is you need something stupid called life balance, which is complete bullshit. Just now, here's the good news. Just now, in the last year or two, I start to see people on the internet saying life balance is bullshit. Okay, I've been saying this for 20 years. Life balance is bullshit. Why? Because if your life is truly balanced, then you would spend 1/7 of your time in financial life, 1/7 of your time in woman life, 1/7 time in your family, right? So here's an example. Let me back up. You spend time in the seven areas, those areas of the seven areas that are relevant to you in your life now. So if you are a young 25-year-old single guy with no family, your distribution of time spent in the seven life areas is going to look completely fucking different than a guy who is 48 with two kids and a wife. And it should look different. So here's an example. Let's say you are 25 years old. You're single. You don't have a girlfriend. You live alone. You're in a distant city far away from your family. You have no siblings. Your dad is dead. Or you never met him, you never seen him because you're a millennial or Gen Z, collapsing Western world. And your mom lives in a city like 1,000 miles away, right? So if you were to map out your typical week, how much of time would be in your family time? Maybe 0%, maybe 5% if you call your mom. That's it. And if you're a guy, you're going to call your mom every day? No. If you're a girl, you might. If you're a guy, you're probably not. So if a life coach or a life balance person came along and looked at your analysis of your week, that person would say, oh my God, you're out of balance. You have no family life. Well, what the fuck are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to call your mom 2 hours a day or an hour and a half a day every day and just be on the phone with her for an hour and a half a day so you get your family time in? That would be fucking stupid because it doesn't apply to you at this time in your life. Now, 20 years later, if you are settled down with a woman and you have two children, now, family is very, very important, isn't it? And it should be. Now, if you were married and had OLTR married, if you had an OLTR Alpha 2.0 marriage, the only responsible way to settle down with a woman, which means you're over the age of 35. You do not move in with a woman before you're 35, you idiots. Okay? And you have two children, and you spent, Jesus, 90% of your time at the office somewhere, virtually never spent any time with your wife or your kids, that'd be fucked up, right? So it depends on your current scenario of where you are in life now, the logistics of your life now, and the objectives of your life now, which will change over time. So if you look at a pie chart of where you spend your SLA, that's going to look radically different in 10, 15 years. Mine certainly does. It doesn't look radically different, but it looks different. Now, are all SLA equally important? No, they're not. That means some SLA are more important than others. Now, if you've read my book or know my material, you know what I'm about to say. What are the two foundational areas of a man for your long-term consistent happiness in terms of the SLA? There's two with a possible third. Here they are, your financial life and your woman life. The baseline for all happiness is you're making plenty of money to pay your bills and live your life. You don't have stress. You don't stress about money. And you're getting laid on at least a semi-regular basis with women you find at least cute. They don't have to be supermodels or gorgeous, but you have to consider them at least cute. If you're never getting laid, are you a happy guy? No, you're not. You see all these millions of guys on the internet like this, right? If you're, you know, fucking starving, you barely make any money and your life sucks, you make no money, are you happy? No. So the two baselines of happiness in terms of the SLA is always, for 100% of men in the Western world, financial life and woman life. I don't want to get off on a tangent, but just to address that really quick, what are the two alpha male 2.0 baselines for financial life and woman life? I will tell you, we're very specific about this in this community. Financial life, You make $85,000 a year or around there, depending where you live, USD equivalent, 100% location independent income. And if you have your own business, that means after expenses, but before taxes. Okay. $85,000 a year. If you make less than that, statistically, you're not going to be as happy. And there's massive empirical data backing this. Massive data. Massive. I've linked all this stuff in my blogs, my books. Okay. There's your financial baseline. If you don't have 100% location-dependent income through your own business that you own and control, and you don't make at least $85,000 a year pre-tax profit, okay, you need to get there. You need to keep maintaining that once you get there. Now, you don't have to make more than $85,000. You don't want to. Now, I make many multiples of $85,000 a year. I make way more than that. If you want to make way more than that, you want to make seven figures, great, make seven figures. Fine. That's financial. Woman life baseline. What is that? It's very, very specific in Alpha Male 2.0. You are having sex. That means your dick goes inside her pussy, by the way. I'm not talking about, you know, you hang out and talk and you can touch her boobies. You only get blowjobs. Some of you guys, I don't know what the fuck you guys are doing. That means you have real actual sex, like a real normal human, with at least two women. Now, let me pause there. If you're having sex with zero women, you're not going to be very happy. That means you're an angry black pill MGTOW guy. Not good. You need to be having sex. Okay? If you have sex with one woman, that's called monogamy. That doesn't work long term. It'll piss you off eventually because you want to fuck other women and you're not allowed to. And she owns your dick. That is the opposite of freedom. So two minimum. If you want more than two, if you want 10, go ahead. I think that's too many, but fine. Two. I have more than two, but I don't have a billion of them. And it's only a certain amount per country because I live an international lifestyle. Two women, you're having regular sex. That means you're having sex, at least two women, at least once every 6 weeks. If you have sex with one woman and you have sex with a second woman, and then it goes 8 weeks later and you've only had sex with one, you are monogamous now. You're de facto monogamous, as I've talked about. Okay. That's the baseline. Oh, another part of the woman baseline, you know for sure you can replace any woman sexually within 4 weeks of losing her. So if your girlfriend, FB, friend with benefits, wife, whatever, dumps you or divorces you, even if you don't love, you're like, well, that sucks. You know for a fact you can get a new woman into your sex life within 4 weeks. I can do it within several days. So when you get better at this, that 4 weeks will go down to 3 weeks, to 2 weeks, and 1 week, and a few days. If you had all the women in my life, you deleted them all right now, they all, let's say, you know, some freak thing happens and all of the women in my life, my wife and all my FBs all over the world magically vanish off the face of the earth, I'd still be getting laid next week. Trust me. Because I know how to bring women into my life. Okay. However, whatever method you know, online dating, day game, social circle, whatever the fuck. Okay. It doesn't really matter. Because if you have a girlfriend you really like, but you're the typical beta and she dumps you and you have no idea how to get another one anytime soon, you're going to get one-itis like you won't believe. You will cling to her like a little monkey and you'll be miserable, especially when she dumps you. All right. So you start with financial life and woman life. That is your baseline starting point. Now, if you're over the age of 35, we have to add a third one that is a priority for all men, and that is your physical life. Why is this? Well, when you're under 35, the beauty of being young, and young means, in my definitions, young means you're age 34 or under when you're a man. Women, it might be a little different. But for men, 34, if you are 34 or under, you are young. If you are 35 and above, you are older. You're not young anymore, okay? What are the advantages? There's advantages of being old, and there's advantages of being young. One of the advantages of being young is you can fuck with your body all the fucking time, and you'll still be a functional person. When you're young, you can stay out drinking and get drunk and hungover and go to bed at 4 a.m. and then get 2 hours of sleep and then, you know, get up and go, and then, you know, kind of stagger into work and you can be a functional person the next day. Can you do that when you're 48? No, you can't. Your body won't let you. So when you're young, you can be an alcoholic, you can do drugs, you can get really fat and you can still be a functional person. Is that true once you hit 35? No. So once you're 35, you are now older. Your body's going to take certain time per week to maintain it and improve it and make sure you don't end up like a huge fat fuck or a disgusting old man, especially in Alpha Male 2.0. Felix, I think you're the only person having that problem. Let's see. So when you're over 35, it's your woman life, your financial life, and your physical life. And as I've talked about, staying moderately healthy throughout the rest of your life post age 35 is like having a part-time job. It just is. The amount of time you got to do in research, buying shit, taking vitamins, diet, exercise, getting the sleep, all that bullshit, it takes many hours a week. I've been going through this for years. I'm in my early 50s now. That's the way it goes. Or else you could end up, you know, like a pile of shit in your old age, which you don't want to do. All right. Then, so you start with those two or three baselines. So if you're under 35, woman in financial. If you're over 35, woman financial physical. You start with those as your baseline. Then you drop in the other areas that are relevant to you. Some areas will be relevant to you and some won't, and that's okay. If they're not relevant, that is okay. For example, if you have no family, you don't need a family life. It's all right. There's no rush to get one. You guys from India and Taiwan, there's no rush to do a family. You can get that later. You can have kids later. You can have kids whenever you want when you're a man. It's the beauty of being a man, okay? If you are an introvert, you may not need a social life. I do not have a social life. What? Yes, I don't. Now, I didn't say I have no social interaction. I got a lot of social interaction. All day long and all night long, I am talking to all kinds of people in my financial life and my woman life, and sometimes in my family life because I have kids. I don't hang out with people. In a typical week that I have, this is me now, not you. Everyone's different. For me, Caleb, me, just this is not Alpha Male 2.0. This is Caleb. For Caleb, in a typical Caleb week, I spend 0% of my time in my social life. And that's normal for me, even though I'm talking to people all day long. Okay? My wife, FBs, people I work with, my kids, none of that is social life. That's business, financial life, family life, woman life. See my point? And that's okay. Now, if you're an extrovert and you have 0% social life, you're going to be miserable. You need a social life because you're different than me. So what is relevant to you? Spiritual life. This is my opinion. This is not Alpha 2.0. And this is Caleb's opinion. In Caleb's opinion, I think you are an idiot if you spend any hardcore time in your social life pre-age 50. That is my opinion. If you have a hardcore religion and you're well under the age of 50, you're too young. You don't know what the hell you're doing. And that applied to me when I was under 50. I had this opinion and I said it in my blogs back when I was 38. I said, guys, this applies to me. I don't have a real hardcore spiritual life because I'm only 39. I don't know what the fuck's going on. It really should be maybe 60. And I still have, as a percentage of my week, a very small percentage of my time in my spiritual life. It's really just meditation. Meditation and some visualization, that's all I do. That's it. Now, when I get much older, I'm going to expand that. I'm definitely going to expand in my spiritual life when I'm an older guy, when I'm post age 60. My dad did that. My dad didn't have very little spiritual life until he was in his 60s. Then he really developed it in something very strong, and it's really helped him a lot. That makes sense. But if you're spending, Jesus Christ, 20% of your time in your spiritual life, especially if you have a hardcore religion, and you're 28, in my opinion, I think you're following the wrong path. In my opinion, you do whatever you want. So that's my point, is you pick the other three areas, which would be family life, social life, recreational life, and spiritual life, the optional four, and you drop those in as they make sense for you based on your current context. So to review, when you plan your week, you need a lot of financial life in there, unless you're, let me back up. If you are financially independent, you're worth millions of dollars and now you're retired and just make money off your savings, fine, do whatever you want. But if you're not there, and I don't think any of you are there, even I'm technically not there, I mean, I could be, but I couldn't maintain my lifestyle. You're going to drop a big chunk of time in your financial life. You're going to drop a decent chunk of time in your woman life to get laid and have feminine energy and be happy. And then if you're over 34, if you're 35, you're going to put a big drop of your time in your physical life. Well, Caleb, shouldn't young men exercise too? Yes, you should. You don't have to. That's optional. You should. Well, Caleb, I think it's a good idea that young men exercise too. I know you think that, and that's fine. I didn't say they can't or shouldn't. I'm saying it's optional because technically it is. You can fuck with your body when you're under the age of 35 and still be a functional person. You cannot do that when you hit 35. And you guys are well over 35, you know. I was just talking to Pink Firefly. She's in her early 40s. And we were talking about how, you know, the foods we were able to eat when we were in our early 20s and late teens and we stayed skinny, And now you eat the same foods. You go, your body's going, yeah, that works. Let's see. What else do I want to say about this? Let me look at my notes here. Beep, 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 beep. I already gave that example. Oh, okay. Now, there's another piece to this. These are called the three natural zones. Hang on. I'm giving you a sneak peek into some new content in the book. And I have mentioned this before, but I've only mentioned it in passing. In addition to the SLA, men, women are different. I'm not talking about women now. Men, most men, or all, pretty much all men, I don't know if it's 100%, maybe it's 95%, I don't know. Most men, there are three areas where you are natural. There are three, let me back up. Sorry, I'm not saying this correctly. There are three areas: money, fitness, women. Okay. These are not SLA, although they do match SLA pieces, right?
Right.
Money, fitness, women. Most men are naturally good, just naturally as their personality, just the way they were born, genetics. Are naturally good at one of those three things. Most guys. So most guys are really good at making money. And these are the guys who make a lot of money when they're 22. You know, I'm in that category. Okay. Or they're really good at fitness. They look fucking great. They're jacked and they love lifting weights and they don't have a problem not eating. You know, dieting is not a big problem for them. They see guys like me who love to eat bad food and they go, I don't get it. Just stop eating food. And they're all confused because they're just naturally good with their bodies. They're naturally healthy. They're naturally good at this. Fitness is not an ordeal for them. It's a natural outcome for their personalities. Or you have guys, I've talked about them before. They're called naturals. These are guys who are naturally good with women. And I'm sure you went to school with some of these guys because I certainly did. If you think back to like high school, junior high school, certainly college, but even before that, you had these guys. And I remember seeing these guys starting when I was like in sixth grade. Starting like 12, 13, 14, 15, these guys were like, they're 13 years old and they're super confident with women. And they know all the techniques. And they're like banging all the hot girls in the class. And they're 13 or 14 or 15. And in most cases, they're not even good looking. They're not disgustingly ugly, but they're not hot. But they're super confident. They know exactly how women work. They do all the pickup artist techniques because they just magically know them because they're naturals. They were naturally good at that as part of their personality. I mean, I remember these guys when I was in junior high and high school. I'm like, what the fuck? How come this guy is so good? He's the same age as I am. He doesn't know anything more than I do. And he's like getting all this pussy. And you're like, this is bullshit, right? Naturals are hilarious. And again, they're usually not good looking. You know, matter of fact, the really good looking guys in high school, usually the ones who are like not nerds. They're beta male jocks. They're like beta male social. I don't know what they call them today. We used to call them socias way back in the 80s. I'm a little old now. But, you know, they're not getting laid. They're not getting a bunch of pussy. The super good looking. They might have a girlfriend that their parents accept. You know, that's it. Whereas the naturals who are in a lot of these guys are short. They're shorter than average. They got something to prove. Anyway, they are naturally good with women. Okay? Now, you likely have one of those three areas you're decently good at already without having to work too hard. Then you have another area, likely, not everybody, but likely you have another one of these three areas that's been very hard for you. And let's say it's money. And I come out of the pickup artist world. I worked with a lot of pickup artists, not a lot of them, but a few of them, where I made friends with a lot of these guys. And they would say, you know, I bang all these girls. I'm super fit and healthy. And I talked to a guy, but this is a good example. Many guys saying things like this. Guy I was talking to, he's like, I've had sex with all these girls. I'm very healthy, physically fit. So he's naturally good at girls. He focused on fitness. He goes, but I'm 37 years old. I've never made more than $36,000 a year in my entire life. I just can't figure out this money thing. So money was hard for him. Some guys, women is hard. It's extra hard. It's hard for most guys. It was hard for me. But it's extra hard for you for whatever reason. If you're from India, okay, for whatever reason, women are hard for you. So you have one of the three areas, money, fitness, women, that you are really bad at. And it's going to be extra. For me, it's fitness that I've been fighting my weight since I was a little kid, off and on my whole life. So fitness has been a challenge for me. Okay. Money, I was naturally good at. I was making a lot of money by the time I was 23 because it was very motivating the fuck out of my poor family. And you guys know my story. Most of you do. Then you have another, the third area is one that you're kind of neutral at. You're okay. You're not bad. You're not good. You're just kind of average. And so for me, that was women. I wasn't a pathetic, horrible beta, but I didn't lose my virginity in high school either. And so I had to learn to get good at women. I had to spend several years of my life, a lot of hard work, where I had a big giant component of my woman life and my financial life suffered, 2008, 2009, 2010, somewhere in there. I had to learn to get good with girls. And thank God it worked. And now I'm good with women. And now I have that for the rest of my life. So now I'm good at money. I'm good at women. And I'm much better at fitness, but I will never have six pack abs, especially at my age. I'm over 50. Are you fucking kidding? The only guys who have six pack abs post 50 are guys who never fucking eat or are pumping themselves full of steroids and shit. I'm in neither of those categories. I will lose weight, but I'll never have six pack abs. So I accepted that fitness is one of my weak areas, but that is not an excuse because again, money, women, and fitness are your three foundational baselines for happiness as a man post age 34. So you cannot use it as an excuse. You can't say, well, I'm weak with money, so I'll just be poor the rest of my life. No, then you'll be miserable the rest of your fucking life. You big beta? No. If I said that about fitness, I would look like my sister. I've talked about this before. I have a sister who is like, I don't know how much she weighs. Over 400 pounds. She is gigantic, and she looks just like me. We look like twins. It's the sister right next to me in the birth order. Same mom, same dad, raised the same house. She is so fat, she can't stand. If she stands and talks to you, she has to sit down somewhere and then she could talk to you. When she walks upstairs, she has to push on her knees. If I just said, well, I'm bad at fitness, so I guess I'm fucked, that's how I would look right now. You think I'd be happy? No. You can't make excuses for this. Now, the first thing you do is you double down on your strengths. So whatever it is you're good at, get fucking really good at that and get that done. But that should be easy for you. You should have that nailed in a year, two or three. Sometimes in your 20s, you should already have that nailed, okay? You nail that down. Then you need to bolster the neutral one. Now, some guys are naturally good at two things. That would be, there are weirdos. I'm trying to think of a celebrity example. Who is a naturally good at multiple things? Jamie Foxx, good example of a guy who is naturally good at like seven different things. He's really good looking. He's physically fit. He's good at stand-up comedy. He sings, he does musical instruments, he's an amazing actor, he does all these, and they're all good. He does this all at like very high levels. He's one of these lucky weirdos. Most of you are not like that, I'm certainly not like that. So you take your best thing, you hit that hard, you double down on it, you take your neutral thing and you get that good, and then lastly you attack your weak area and you get as high as you can. And you can rate them from 1 to 10. So on a 1 to 10, my woman life on a scale of 1 to 10 is an 11. It is. Trust me, it is. You guys already know, most of you. My financial life, in my opinion, this is subjective, on a scale of 1 to 10 is about a 9. It was probably an 8.5 few years ago. Now it's at a 9. I got to get it to 10. I'm not there yet. It'll be another year or two if I get it to 10. My opinion of what 10 means, because financial life is subjective. Some people are very happy 100,000 a year. Some people need, you know, 5 million a year. Depends on you, your personality and your objectives and your mission and things like that. My fitness life, you know, right now is, if you compare it to the typical American 52-year-old man, I'm turning 52 in a few months, it's probably a 7 or an 8 if you compare it to the typical American 51-year-old man, but that's kind of cheating a little bit. It's really probably a 6. My health is very good. There's health and fitness. Those are two different things. Health is all the systems in the body are functioning at optimal levels. My health is very good. 8.5. My fitness is, depends what you compare me to. I would say it's a 6. If you compare it to men like me, it's probably maybe an 8. Maybe it's an 8 compared to like, you know, the typical Western man in his 50s. I don't know. But I'm not, again, I've got to get all these to 10. Now, my woman life's already 11. We're good there. Got to get my financial life to 10. And then my fitness life, I want to get my health to 10. I want to get my fitness to 8. My fitness will never be 10. It just won't. I'm never going to look like Wolverine. And you know what? It's fine. My life is so good. One of the reasons I'm still overweight is being overweight, not fat, but being overweight doesn't negatively affect any part of my life. Most women don't care. Clients don't care. Money doesn't care. I have a lot of energy. I'm very healthy. You know, I'd actually be more motivated if I was super fat. I'd be more motivated to lose weight. It's one of those weird paradoxes. Anyway, how we doing time? Okay. I think we're good. Take a drink. Hang on. Let's open it up for questions. If you want a one-on-one coach with me, I have two slots open. However, I just talked to someone who's going to take one of those slots most likely, which means I probably have one slot open. www.caleb.top/coaching and click the link at the top. So I will have one slot left shortly. This guy will probably take it up the next few hours. Maybe. If not, I have two slots left. If you have any interest in that, where it could be one-on-one, www.caleb.top/coaching and click the link at the top of the page. Okay, let's rewind the questions. Hang on. You guys have been asking lots of questions. Even though, let's see. I read or heard you don't fancy New Zealand. I love New Zealand. Any other big reason other than NZ being woke? I love New Zealand, but it's a Western country. Western countries are terrible to live in because A, yes, they're woke. B, they're collapsing. C, they're super high tax. D, they're super expensive. E, the women aren't as great. So nothing personal against New Zealand. New Zealand's beautiful. I'd love to go back to New Zealand. Great. But I would not live there or pay taxes there, use it as a flag, unless you're a billionaire. If you're like, you know, James Cameron, move, go wherever you want. For me, it's either vasectomy or kids will live with OLTR and dual live in separate OLTR. That's fine. 90% kid logistics rule with dual live-in. Kids with her is absolutely killer condo. Brilliant. I had a long discussion with someone about that, a woman about that. Yes, that's fine. That's fine. I don't disagree at all. There's a reason I didn't have more kids when I married Pink Firefly. I'm like, I'm done. At least I'm done raising kids. I could father more children, but that'd be weird. Well, I talked about that last time. My sex life and family and I are for good, but my financial needs need improving big time. My physical life was good until I got injured. And that's really, hey, I went through that last year. I'm healed now, but it took me 4 fucking months of night of hell. Yep. Went through that. I know. Sometimes these, you know, parts of your life get damaged. They on the graph they drop, you know, they're going up to on a scale of 1 to 10, they, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and then you have a catastrophe and it drops down to 4. You're like, fuck. And you gotta bring it back up again. It's the way it goes. It's called life. Yeah, you gotta just get to work. How do I apply that I have sex with other women to women during the implicit phase that I meet while traveling? The same way I talk about in my books. There's no difference. Assuming I'd only be in their country for short and frequent periods. Imply, you don't imply. It's what you don't say. It's what you don't say. You're talking about the women who live in your home country, telling them you fuck girls and you travel? Most women, that's implied. Most women with half a brain, if you're going to go to fucking, you know, Costa Rica for 3 weeks and you're a single guy, they know what you're doing. Most women know. I mean, when I tell people here I'm going to Paraguay for 2 months, they know. Not to tell them what I'm doing there. That's not, I'm not going there for women. I'm going there for 5 flags. But they know. They have to ask. And the woman in Paraguay, when I go to Dubai, they know. You know. What happened to your high school, old high school reunion? I'll tell that story some other time. The bottom line was I walked in arm in arm with a 19-year-old. This is back when I was 40. Okay, somewhere around there. A 19-year-old smoking hot Asian girl I was dating at the time. She was on one arm. And on the other arm was literally the hottest girl in my high school class, who still was just as hot at 40. Not a single wrinkle, big tits, blonde hair, physically fit. She's a trainer. She trains women on dancing, where you hang on a rope and you just spin around, that kind of girl dancing thing. And I walked with both these women arm in arm right in front of everybody. It's cute. And it was their idea, I think. I don't think it was my idea because I'm out committed. I don't care. They're like, you know what we should do? It's great. Do you find it particularly hard to get hot FBs in Dubai versus Paraguay or Guadalajara, etc.? Since there's relatively way more competition from good rookie. No. I don't have any, I, Caleb, don't have any problem getting laid in any country in the world. I have never been to a country where I, Caleb, but boy, this is harder. I just don't have that problem. Why? Now, why is that? I just wrote a blog article about this that's going up at the Alpha Male 2.0 blog tomorrow, because I got good dating women in America, which a lot of people think is one of the hardest countries. So if you get good at dating women in Western, difficult Western countries, you can go now anywhere in the world and get laid. It's awesome. I make $14,000 a month as a medical doctor, but it's not my own business. That's a problem. You're right. How should I go about transitioning? I feel trapped because of the good pay I get. That is very typical of doctors. The prominent doctor is your golden handcuffs. Doctors say, well, I make all this money and I went to med school and there's no way I could quit. What you do is you start your own business, location-independent telemedicine business on the side for a narrow, narrow, narrow niche. And you start hitting that every night and on weekends. And eventually you make the move and you quit. So you get a few patients, get rolling with that, and then you quit. And your emotions will scream at you to not do it, but you're right. And I know doctors, you're probably stressed out and pissed off most of the time, aren't you? It sucks being a doctor when you're not a self-employed Alpha 2.0 doctor. Lots of self-employed Alpha Male 2.0 doctors were very, very happy. Oh, they're so happy. I saw one dating coach recommend wearing a bra over your t-shirt to show an I don't give a fuck attitude. Hope no one took him seriously. I've seen guys where you take, they'll take rubber penises and duct tape it to their forehead, walk around outside and say hi to girls. A little overkill, but you know, got to get those clicks. I finished the ultimate open relationships manual. I'm asking for more clarification on the implicit phase, evidence versus proof. Also, can I stay after lock-in? I'm busy Friday going out with someone. No, I would not say that. And the rest of it wasn't a clear question. Be more specific. Just say I'm busy Friday. You don't even say busy Friday. How about Friday? No, Friday won't work. How about Saturday? Just change the subject as fast as you can. Hi, Caleb. I have a question about outcome independence. Are you going to be outcome independence right from the start, from the first date, or do you gradually dial it up? You're outcome independent from the very first moment of the first date. And if you don't know how to do that, you play the part. You act the part. Yes, you do not start low and ramp it up. You start high and keep it high throughout the entire relationship, even into the marriage. I can divorce. I love Pink Firefly, but I've said this before. I can divorce her within 48 hours. She's out of my life. Can do it right now, even though I love her, because I have outcome independence. Okay. What most guys do is, well, most guys are never outcome independent. What a lot of alpha male 1.0s do, and some more confident betas do, is they start out outcome independent and then they lose it. They get one-itis, they start to really like the girl, and then they lose all their outcome independence. They turn to pussies. I want to do that. How would you divide up your time for starting a location-dependent business and getting your woman sorted out at the same time, like work on one area a day, a split day between both? First of all, you need to follow what I call the rule of two, which means you're only working on two improvement areas at once. So if you're going to start an Alpha 2.0 business, that's one improvement area. You're going to improve your woman life, that's another area. You're going to start losing weight. Can't do that. That's three. So you pick two. So assuming you pick two, it depends on, there's no right or wrong answer to that. You can do two segments a day. You can have one day and focus on each. That's a personality thing. You need to figure out what works best for your personality. Some guys like to do blocks in a day. Some guys like to devote the whole day. It depends on you. And I don't know you, so you try both. How to deal with limiting beliefs regarding outcome independence. I never could do what I actually want. Please give me some actual advice. Thank you. I never could do what I actually want because you're scared. I understand. Here's your actionable advice. Go to alphamalebook.com, spend $7. You have $7 and get The Unchained Man, the older version, but it's still valid, and read the entire chapter on outcome independence. And it gives you specific step-by-step instructions on how to improve your outcome independence. That's what you should do. How do you maintain contact with FBs and MLTRs abroad? Is it just not required? Oh, it's very required. First of all, you don't do long-distance MLTRs. That is not recommended. It's a very bad idea. Long-distance FBs are wonderful. Every man should have many of them. You get on your WhatsApp and you text them. Hey, how's it going? Every few weeks, you got to maintain that link. You don't just not see her for 6 months. You'll probably never see her again. So every few weeks, you say hi. A little brief back and forth. That's all you need. I just did this yesterday with one of my Paraguayan FBs. brief little back and forth. Now she's texting me more often, starting to like me, which is both good and bad because I'm married, but that's what you do. And it is absolutely required. Yes, absolutely. You can't just not have no contact for months. No. If your wife broke a rule that you two agreed upon and you had to downgrade her to MLTR, would you give her the opportunity to redeem herself, or is she forever an MLTR at the best? It depends on the scenario. So the scenario would depend on, did she break other rules prior to that? Was she a big pain in my ass prior to that? Or was she amazing for years and this is the only time she broke a rule? So in the second scenario, sure, give her another chance. It's possible. Possible. In the first scenario, no. And I probably wouldn't downgrade to MLTR, downgrade to FB if that were the scenario. I feel you having low body fat is super annoying with the constant hunger and low energy and shit. Well, you're not going to have low energy if you have, super low. No, you're not going to have constant hunger and low energy if low body fat. Only if you have super low body fat. You have 4% body fat, yeah. But I should be at my goal, my body fat goal for me, Caleb, not for you. Everyone's body is different. Everyone's age is different. Is 14%. Now, I'm nowhere near 14% right now. I'm not. But my goal is 14%. That's an achievable goal for me that I can maintain without blowing my brains out for the rest of my life. The problem with going to 8%, I know many guys have gone to 8%. It's not sustainable. You'll be at 8% for a week or two or three, and then you'll start eating donuts again. You'll start eating steak, and you know you'll start blowing your calories, and you'll be back up. So I've had several buddies who've done this. They get down to like 8% body fat, and they immediately schedule photos, and they take all the photos they can, at least professional photos, right? You get a whole bunch, and they start eating. They go, "Oh, thank God!" They start eating again. But you can maintain 14%. That's a maintainable body fat percentage into your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. 70s, it gets really hard. I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger talks about this. He's like, when you're over 70, you can't have three meals a day anymore. You get two. Or you're going to be fat. He's like, you're either going to be a fat old fuck over 70, or you're going to be trim in your 70s. You can eat twice a day. That's it. You don't get three meals a day when you're over 70. It's just the way it goes. Aging sucks. That part of aging sucks. Most of aging, when you're a man, is good. You're an alpha 2.0. I am way happier now at age 51 than I ever was at 35 or even 25. Way better. Even with the, you know, metabolism things. I know that helping men become alpha 2.0 is part of your mission. So does that mean you will have a business in some form of helping men for the rest of your life? In some form or fashion, I will do something. But it probably won't be live streams like this. I might be much more distant. I might have other people, have other coaches and other people train for me. And just because I have the business doesn't mean I'm doing anything in the business. But yes, there will be something. I will always be doing something for men. Not men. This isn't red pill. This isn't MRA. 10% of men. 90% of men can go fuck off. 90% of men are hoping Trump will get reelected so America will be great again. No. 10% of men who are open-minded and actually want to be long-term happy and want to focus on themselves instead of worrying about, you know, what's going on in Israel. What do you think of Ray Kurzweil saying that we will start to be able to reverse age by 2020? Do you think we will be able to do this? Yes. I know we will be able to do this. I don't know if it'll be on 2020, although his predictions are extremely accurate. So he could be right. That could very well be 2030. There's shit now in 2024 that's super exciting. With the anti-aging, that could very easily happen, yes, by 2030. I've already said this, in our lifetimes, now, there are some good things that will happen in our lifetimes. The Western world will collapse, United States will collapse, Europe will collapse. These are bad. But at the same time, there will be some really cool things that happen in our lifetimes. And in your lifetime, you will be able to be, in several decades, unless you're very, very poor, make money. You could pick your age. You can pick your age how you want to look. You can go. You will be able to go to the doctor, and doctor say, "How old do you want to look?" You'll say, "I want to look this." You'll say, "Okay," and you'll look like that. It'll be the movie In Time with Justin Timberlake. Terrible movie, but the really good premise, where everybody looks 25, women too. At some point, several decades, not years, decades down the road, you will go out on a first date with a smoking hot chick who looks 25. She could be 52 and you would have no idea. And it wouldn't matter. And you will look at the age you want. And I've already said the age I will pick, 37. I think men max peak at 37. And there's actually, that's always been my opinion. But then I got some empirical data about this. They've surveyed some women on this. What's the age men look the best? It's like late 30s, 36, 37, 38. I think 38 is the official one, not last time, but 37. I don't want to look 25 near a guy. No, I want to look 37. I don't look 55 either. I want to look 37. But that's my opinion. So the answer is yes. Why does helping men become alpha 2.0 bring you long-term happiness? What specifically about it? Because I live such a good life. To see other men live the life that I have makes me happy. That's it. It's not very complicated. Do you have examples of establishing alpha independence, like ignoring her when she misbehaves or something like that? Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Or let alpha independence come naturally. Alpha independence will never come naturally because you are trained to be alpha dependent by society. It'll never come naturally. You have to practice it. Yes, if she says something really fucking irritating, go, okay. She says something that is completely opposite against your religion or your politics, you go, okay. When you get to upper levels like me, you can walk up to me and say, your wife, Pink Firefly, is a fucking cunt whore. I'll say, okay, don't care. Most guys are like, hey, man, you better not say anything bad about my wife, because they're not going to depend it. You can insult me. You can say anything you want to me. You can insult me. That's why haters are so fun for me. I don't care. You can insult how I look. You can insult my children. You can insult my wife. You can make racial slurs against me and call me a WAP. Don't care. Okay. Because I'm outcome independent. But that's the highest level of outcome independence. The mid-level is you're out with a woman, you're dating a woman, and she does irritating shit, you don't care. Not irritating shit. She says things or does something in her personal life that is really inappropriate, but she's an FB, so who cares? Hey, you shouldn't do that. Well, then you're outcome dependent. I'm working on my two baseline life areas, financial, woman, and physical too. Good. Do you have a master spreadsheet to manage all the areas of your life? If so, is it kind of organized? I do not, because my life is way more complicated than what I just described. So I have all kinds of spreadsheets managing every aspect of my life. If you want to have a spreadsheet for your SLA, a lot of guys do, please do that. And it's really, where do you focus your time per week? Good book for this, one of the best books ever written on this, on self-help and its success, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Covey. Read that book. It's a difficult book to get through, but it's life-changing book. Life-changing. Written in the 90s, and it's still 100% accurate today. And he talks about having roles, which is similar to the SLA. What roles in your life do you address? You're a father. You're a son. You're an employee. You're a business owner. You're a boyfriend. You have these different roles, different hats you wear. Fantastic. Great book. Another recommended job of the hut as an alpha to emulate. Do you find their examples ridiculous? Who? What? I've never heard of that. That sounds very stupid. What a baller. Those 40-year-old Oregon feminists and 40-year-old beta guys must have been thrilled to see you again with your new girlfriends. Yeah, I was the talk for a while. And most of the things they said I wasn't aware of. It was just, oh my, what the fuck? And I wasn't a nerd in high school. I was a nerd in junior high school, but I didn't know those people when I was in junior, 7th, 8th grade. I went to a different school. But yeah, I felt pretty good. It was fun. It's one of those things I wouldn't have expected when I was in high school. As I've said many times, if I went back in time and showed my, 16, 17, 18-year-old self, hey, Caleb, hey, teenage Caleb in 1985, or how old it, let me show you what your life's going to look like. Let me show you some video of the women you're going to be dating and having sex with, okay? Let me show you how much money you made last year in 2023, 2022. Let me show you how much money you're making. Let me show you where you live. And my teenage self wouldn't believe it. Like, that's bullshit. There's no way I can do that. Fuck you. Alpha Male 2.0 is awesome. I have my own location-dependent business making the 6-figure income, but it relies on full-time employees. Oh, that's bad. IT consulting. I disagree with you. If you hired me as a consultant, I can show you exactly how, and I'm expensive. I'm not saying you will. I can show you exactly how to maintain that business without any salary employees, all subcontractors. Are employees that bad for Alpha 2.0 if other requirements are met? Yes, because you don't own your business. Your government owns your business with you. And therefore, you can't be free. Everyone's on Alpha 2.0 business. Or would you consider selling a business already running with employees? Yeah, that's an option. That's absolutely, you could absolutely sell that. If you, if it's not a business you have to be involved in 40 hours a week, absolutely sell it. Sure. That'd be a good idea. You get a good price for it. Can you combine areas to kill two birds with one stone? For example, I like Muay Thai that fulfills fitness and recreational. Sure. That's fine. Or do you recommend keeping all separate? No, you can absolutely kill two birds with one stone. That's smart. So you're doing it smart. Your exercise is something you really enjoy recreationally. Smart. You can make the argument, and I will make this argument. I've made this argument. My, a lot of my woman life is doubles as my recreational life. What I like to do for fun is have sex with really hot young women. That's what I like to do for fun. I don't play video games. I don't play sports. You know, I don't watch TV. I have sex. So you could argue that my woman life also doubles as my recreational life. And it kind of does. That's my quote hobby. That's more than a hobby, but you get my point. And again, that'd be my FBs. My wife, you could also argue there are times I spend with my wife that are spiritual. Not typical, but it's happened. I have spiritual moments with my wife. I've had it. That I haven't had any other woman. So you have that. So yeah, that's very smart. You bet. You bet. Purchased your Younger Men Lifestyle Toolkit a while ago. Will the Unchained Man be upgraded in that package once the updated book comes out? Not officially, but if you write in, when the book is released, if you write us saying, hey, here's my receipt. I bought the Younger Man Lifestyle Toolkit and that includes the book. Can you send me the new version of the book? We'll send it to you. If you bought anything that includes that book, how to correctly show evidence, enough evidence of non-monogamy pre-talk without blowing it. Clearly, I'm telling her I'm sleeping around, not telling her about my EFA. How to correctly show enough evidence. I gave examples in the book. She goes in your kitchen and there's a glass with lipstick on it that's not hers. There's an earring on one of your dressers and you live alone. Little things like this. That's plenty. That's all. It's plenty. Just stuff like that. That's it. And you don't do it every day. Every once in a while. And again, this is pre-talk. So she's in the first few weeks. You do this a year in, you know, you wait to do this like a year. You're already a boyfriend by then and she'll scream and yell. But if it's only been 2 or 3 weeks, she can't yell at you. You're not dating. You're not boyfriend and girlfriend. She can. She wants to look like a bitch. That's all you do. You're not that fat at all, bro. You know, I'm not fat. I'm overweight. There's fat and there's overweight. Double chin genetics. Yeah, I already did all that. I have a good jawline. I have a strong masculine jawline. I talked to, talked to a plastic surgeon last year when I was in the United States briefly, because I got this loose skin under one of my eyes. I'm starting to get old now. It's very typical. And like, how much would it be to like remove the skin? And he's like, here, you know, the good news is you've got a really good masculine jaw and face. No, if I was 14% body fat, I'd look really fucking good. Way better. But again, I don't care. So that's why it's hard for me. I don't care if I look better. I don't give a shit. How long on average will the daily videos of Unchained Man 30? Short. Short videos. Anywhere from 3 minutes to 10 minutes per video. Short. Gonna be a cheap course. It'll be like, I don't know what the course will be. $127 if you wait to buy it now. I think it's $97 if you buy it now. I forget. It'll be cheap. It's not gonna be hundreds of dollars like my other courses. Can you provide several examples of different real life OLTRs, boundaries, and agreements? I can provide many. I can tell you about mine. So a real common agreement is if you're living together. You talking about if you're living together? So you didn't specify that. If you're living together, no women over at the house. If you live together in the same house. So women, whatever you want, but not in the same house. That's very common. Pink Firefly, I've had that forever, unless Pink Firefly is involved. So I live a really hard life. My wife loves, this is what turns her on sexually, to watch me fuck other women in front of her. Yes, I have a very hard life. So obviously if that happens, the woman is invited over the house. But Pink Firefly is involved in the whole thing. So. That's fucking insane. People be able to pick out the age they look. That's coming, yes. I guess Money and Game are going to come. Money and Game are going to change because you'll be able to have sex online. You'll be able to plug a thing in your head or have nanobots in your head, and you'll have sex just as good as real life, and you won't know the difference. and or sex robots. So at some point, the whole concept of dating will change. You won't even need to date anymore. Or most men won't. And the guys who say, no, I like to fuck real women will be a weird niche. I'm not making a joke. It's the same thing that Elon Musk said about electric cars. So Elon Musk said, soon in the future, every car will be electric. A few people will have gas-powered cars, and they'll be cool, just like there are a few. We don't use horses to get around anymore. We use cars. But people still have horses, and that's cool. So in the future, several decades from, not years, decades from now, men won't be having sex with women in the way that you understand it. But there'll be a few weirdos who say, I want a real woman. I'm not going to fuck a robot. I'm not going to plug a thing in my head. I like real woman. I hate robots, even though you can't tell the difference. And people say, why? You can't tell the difference. They'll be like, shut up. And so, you know, it'll just be a niche. Fine. How can I calculate and factor in moving expenses when planning to leave my parents' house? Very simple. You whip up a spreadsheet. You put in all of your bills, including rent, gas, utilities, groceries. Okay, those are the minimums. Any debts you have, recreation, if any. You plug in those numbers. And if you're not sure, research those numbers. I don't know how much rent would be, Caleb. Then you go to rent.com, if you're in the United States, and you look at places you could afford and find out how much it'll be. And you plug it in. And you come up with the monthly total, how much money you need to live minimally. This is exactly how I moved out at age 18. This is literally and exactly what I did. Did a little spreadsheet. Didn't even really have spreadsheets back then, did we? Let's see. That was 1990. Yeah, we did. 1991, I moved out, right? Is that right? Somewhere in there. That's it. And then you say, how can I make that money? And it's probably not going to be a lot of money. If you're young, you don't have a lot of debt and kids and stuff. So that's good news about being young. I had a lock-in with a 9.5 and things are going great until she started to get very upset that I don't respond every day. Oh, then she's out, in my view. Anything I can do to turn one like that around? No, that's how she is. Do they need more comfort? No. No, they don't need more comfort. No. She has too much comfort. You already give her too much comfort. She has less comfort. The way you do it, the way you deal with that, which probably won't work in your case because she sounds like a needy bitch, is you stop responding to her every other day. So respond to her texts. The next day, don't respond. She will get mad. The next day, respond like nothing happened. If she screams and yells at you, instant soft next. And then you just keep doing that. And eventually she'll either adjust or she'll scream at you, cause a huge problem of drama, which means you got to next her, or she'll dump you. How true is the statement, fake it until you make it? It's very true. What areas can it apply and not apply to? Confidence and outcome independence, both. If you're not feeling confident on a first date because she's really pretty and you're like freaking out, pretend you're James Bond. Go watch some James Bond movies and look at how he moves and how he talks and how he stands and how he speaks to women and his body language and his eye contact, and copy him and pretend, be an actor, pretend to be like that. Yeah, fake it, you make it, absolutely fucking works. Yes. How are your eating and fitness goals coming along? They have taken a huge nosedive in the last 2 or 3 months when I was wounded and couldn't work out, and I was in Mexico. They have not gone well the last few months. I have to recover this year. 2024 would be the best year of my entire life. It's my number one goal. My whole being is revolved around 2024, making that the best year of my life. So I will recover shortly, but last few months, bad. Which area of life, besides obviously finances, are the most important to track? The three. If you need to track them, the three. Women life, financial life, and if you're 35 over, physical life. That's it. Is finding panties of another woman too much like proof, or is that good? No, that's proof. That's not good. Because that means you had sex. So here, evidence is lipstick on a glass, earring or a necklace in a drawer she sees. That's evidence. Proof is woman's panties in your bed. She's in your bed. She pulls out panties, not her. That means you definitely had sex. A used condom in your trash can. One time I told the story, a woman found a used pregnancy test in my trash can. That will set them off and submit them, and they'll scream and yell at you, even if you're not dating. What was the official diagnosis of your elbows, tricep tendonitis? No, it was. It wasn't that. I don't remember the name or if it had a name. There was a specific tendon in here that was inflamed. It was not elbows. Had nothing to do with elbows. Had to do with my upper body and upper back tied into the right here. I don't remember the name. Tricep tendonitis. It was definitely not that. I don't remember. It was just, there was a single tendon inside the inner elbow, whatever you call this part of your body, I don't know what you call it, that was very inflamed. I thought it was torn. It wasn't even torn. It was just very inflamed because I was doing preacher curl, one-arm preacher curls, heavy, way too fast. You can't do that when you're 51. You can do that when you're 28. You can't do that when you're 51. So now I lift weights a completely different way. I go very slow down. Up 2 seconds, down like 5 seconds. It sucks. And I'm trying to get used to it. A movie called Zone 414 with Guy Pearce had that plot where the zone had pleasure bots for rich people. A lot of another one is Surrogates. There's a lot of those kind of movies. Yeah, right. Bro, you know how there's lab-made meat? What? You think with technology they're going to find some artificial way to make babies? That's easy. Making babies is easy. That's very easy. Women might go extinct. No, making babies is simple. When they learn, you know, once they're cloning and anti-aging, making babies is real easy. That'd be no problem at all. And they'll be designer babies. They'll be superhumans. People will pick their eye color and their skin tone and all that crap. They'll be like the X-Men. In Mexico, calories don't apply. You know, I love Mexico. I love my Mexico. It's one of my main flags. Problem with Mexico is, if you go into a I've mentioned this. You go into a convenience store in like Guadalajara, Mexico City, doesn't matter. Let me back up. You go to a convenience store in the United States, Dubai, okay, first world country. You have junk food, but you have normal food there too. You have salads and you have, you know, vegetables sometimes. Sometimes you have fruit. You got a whole bunch of other stuff. You go into a convenience store in Mexico, it's all garbage. It's all chocolate and Hostess and chips and the whole fucking store. You're just fucked. You got to go to a big grocery store to find healthy food. There's a reason why Mexico has broken America's record as the fattest people on earth. There's a reason. How much explanation can you? How are we doing on time? I got to go in about 10 minutes. How much explanation can you give women for cardinal rules? Explanation? You don't tell them, these are the rules that I'm going to, you don't say it, just do it. You don't say it, you just do it. An MLTR invited me to a barbecue with friends. I want to say I'm flattered, but I'd like to get to know her better first. That's perfect. That's perfect. Hey, that's really nice of you. I feel so good. You really lead into the emotion because you're talking about girls. I feel so good that you invited me to this. That makes me feel so happy. You're so cool. God, I like you a lot. God, you're so great. I'm a little worried about that, and I'm just a little concerned. I really like to like spend a little more time with you before we start doing that stuff. Is that okay? You ask. Is that almost a little beta? Is that okay? Oh, okay. That's you do it. It's fine. How much should moving expenses be? I don't know how much shit you have. Should I search for jobs in the region I'm currently living, or should I expand my moving range to get a good job? I don't understand that. So I don't know how much your moving expenses should be. I don't know how much stuff you have. Your second question, I have no idea what you're talking about. You shouldn't have a job. Jobs are terrible. Start your own Alpha 2.0 business. If you need a job, get a job. I don't understand what the difference between where the job is. I understand. What do you think is the underlying mindset factor that keeps LISIG, low-income smart guys, at a low income? Fear of making an error. That's it. Or wasting time or making a mistake. LISIGs, which is called low-income smart guy, stay low-income because they're terrified they might make a mistake. What if I pick the wrong niche? I get this question all the time from LISIGs in my email. Well, Caleb, you know, what if I pick the wrong niche? And then, you know, I work on it for 6 months and I've just wasted 6 months. Oh, no. It's fear of making a mistake. Big baby. So what the fuck the purpose of women at the point when you don't need them to reproduce? They're going to be useless. No. They're going to be useless. That's going to be an interesting question. Women would say the same thing about men. Men will be useless too. It's going to be interesting. I don't have answers to these questions. I don't have answers. I don't recall you ever speaking much on Europe as a destination. To visit Europe is great. As a flag, it's a terrible idea. That's probably why. Yes. Dead end as far as Alpha 2.0 goes, primarily economic or social or a mix. To visit Europe is wonderful. I'm going to spend several weeks in the UK this year. I'm going to go to, I might hit Germany briefly too. Next year, I'm going to do some Eastern European stuff. Not this year, next year. I'm trying to, hopefully the war will die down by then. But I would never use Europe as a flag other than a few distant Eastern European nations like Montenegro, maybe. But you would not use Europe as a flag, as an economic flag, as a tax flag to live there. You're going to get raped with taxes, authoritarian governments, collapsing societies, woke people. Why would you do that? But to visit, it's great. So it's not dead end. You can go visit. I have lots of friends, FBs, in the UK, right? And I love visiting London as an American. It makes me feel happy. I'm going to go all over the UK, but I would never live there. I would never open a business there. Are you insane? My God, no. I would never have any investments in the UK. Jesus Christ. It's collapsing fast in the US, or as fast. I get jealous when a woman talked to other men how to stop being jealous. You ask yourself, why? Why am I jealous? Also, two things. You can go to alphamalebook.com, spend $7. I have an entire section on jealousy techniques. If you're hardcore about this, you go to haveopenrelationships.com, order the book there called The Ultimate Open Relationships Manual. That will be, how much is that? About $50, because you get some other stuff with it. And that has even more detailed techniques on how to not be jealous. You can visualize your woman having sex with another guy. And you're like, God, and you keep visualizing it. Eventually, you won't care. There's all kinds of techniques. The main question you ask is, why do I care? When there's, you know, fucking 3.5 billion women on earth, why do you care about what this one girl does? You're being insane, literally. I have an open relationship. Well, so do I. I always initiate the meetup because she never contacts me by phone. That's okay. If I go to her place, everything is good. Is it a red flag? She never reaches out. No, it's not a red flag. Some women are like this. Now, that's not typical. Most women will reach out. So it's not a red flag. It could be indicative of you not following the cardinal rules, though. Are you following all 9 of the cardinal rules? If you don't know what they are, go on this YouTube channel and look up cardinal rules. So it's not a red flag. Some women are weird and like that. Happens. What would you immediately suggest to a mid-20s guy who has no women around his age in social circles or at work? Well, that's most people. Most men do not have hot girls in their social circle or at work, right? They work at the IT department. There's no girls there, right? It's normal. I think it's getting a lot harder to simply meet women if you're young without dating apps. That is correct, especially if you're an introvert. If you're an introvert and you work in the corporate world, you're not going to meet girls. Correct. What is your question? How to meet girls? Dating apps. Dating apps. Get on Tinder, Bumble, Hinge. Buy my book if you need to. Ultimate Online Dating Manual updated for the 2020s. And start working the dating apps. That's what I did. That's what I still do. I don't really do it anymore. I got so many women now. That's it. As we get started. How do you deal with bad ergonomics when working? You fucking fix them. You don't put up with bad ergonomics. I just bought a new chair. This chair here, you can't really see it in the video. You can see a little bit. I just bought this chair because my other chair wasn't working well for me. Again, adjusting for this problem I had last year. So perfect ergonomics. But I had good ergonomics with the chair. It's not perfect. You have to have, you know, your elbows have to be supported. Your neck has to be supported. The chair has to push into your lower back. All kinds of things. It has to be forward. You want the desk right at your, jamming into your stomach. You want 90 degree. I mean, there's a whole thing. I could do a whole thing. But you fix it, dude. You don't put up with it, you fix it. Can you give an explanation for why you're not responding every day besides being busy? No, being busy is enough, and she won't like it. The woman I was seeing said it takes as much time to pee as to send a text. Your woman sounds like a bitch. I would next her. If a woman talked to me like this, I'd be, well, then go date someone else. I want to marry an Australian. Okay, this is not good. I want to marry an Australian because I once saw a hot Instagram model, and since I'm attracted to Aussie women. I personally find the Australian accent cool when men have it and a huge turnoff when women have it. That's my opinion. I live in the USA. Should I move to Australia to find and marry an Australian? No, what you're saying is the same. No, do not do that. Please don't do that. Why don't you look at other Instagram models from other countries? And why don't you travel a little bit and meet other women in other countries? And you might be shocked that you like other women from other countries even better than Australian women. I bet you will. Is a standing desk better? Yes, I have a standing desk right here. You don't stand all day. You don't sit all day. So you do a mix of both. Standing desks are awesome. Yes. How do we make sure your updated online dating manual? How to make sure we get, what's the name of the website? OnlineDatingSuccessNow.com. That is the updated version. That's it. You can tell because there's red lettering on the first page of the PDF. And it says very clearly in the first page, the title page, updated for the 2020s. If it doesn't say that, it's the old version. Now, if you bought the old version, that's your problem. If you buy the new version, and for some reason you get the old version, let us know. That's the new version. All right, a few more minutes and I got to go. Having a hard time focusing on my financial area since my family wants more time. How do we balance this? Well, it depends on who you and your family you're talking about. If you have a wife and children, you should give them time. That's very important. If it's your mommy and your daddy, you tell them to go fuck themselves. Now, not literally, sometimes literally. If you're over the age of 18 and your mommy or daddy or brother or sister or cousin said, you don't spend time with me, you say, fuck you, mom and dad. I need to go live my life. I'm an adult now. My life belongs to me. And if you don't have the balls to do this, because I did this with both my parents individually, once for my dad, 10 years later with my mom, I had to say this, fuck off. I'm going to live my own life. If you don't spend, I think I spent enough time, then go fuck yourself. Go deal with one of your other siblings. If you're an only child, sorry, mom. You know, you got your time with me. You got 18 years with me. I need to grow up now. Thanks, mom. Love you and respect you. I'm not going to kiss your ass. That's the answer. I agree about the Australian woman accent. Yes. So here's the deal on accents. This is really interesting. There are feminine accents and there are masculine accents. I'll give you an example. The typical British accent, and I know there's many British accents. Hello. That's more of a feminine accent. So when you hear it on women, especially you're an American, you go, ooh, that's hot. When you hear it on a man, you're like, yeah, he sounds gay. Right? Now, the Scottish accent is the direct opposite. It's extremely masculine. So you hear a man with a strong Scottish accent, it sounds fucking awesome. I mean, even a little bit like, you know, Sean Connery, sounds great. That's so cool. I wish I had that accent. You hear it on a woman, it's like, ugh, what the fuck? So it's the same with Australian. The Australian accent is much more or more masculine sounding accent. So when Chris Hemsworth says it, when a man says it, you know, Mad Max, and it sounds cool. When a woman says it, you're like, I spent a lot of time in Australia and I've talked to beautiful women in Australia and they start talking and your brain goes, whereas you meet women here in Dubai from like the UK and they're gorgeous. They say, hello. You're like, oof, God damn, you're hot. You just got another notch hotter because you have a British accent. That's just how this works. It's funny. And then you have, you know, we could do a whole thing on accents. You have the Indian accent, which sounds nerdy, right? What am I doing? I am I being totally transparent? It just sounds nerdy to American ears, Western ears. You've got like the Vietnamese accent, which sounds very grating. It sounds like this. So if you go to like, you know, by the way, other Asians have said this, not just me. Other Asians have said this. When you go to like a nail salon and they're all Vietnamese and they're talking to each other in Vietnamese and they're like, and you're like, Jesus Christ. I was once dating a Filipino woman and we went to a casino and a bunch of Vietnamese people came and sat down next to us and started going, and she's like, oh my God. And she's like, can we go to another table? I can't stand this. She's Asian. She was in first generation Filipino with a Filipino accent. It's so accents are just very interesting. And by the way, if you are an American or Canadian and you have the American accent, which I have an extremely, you wouldn't know this if you're an American or Canadian. I have an extremely unusually thick American accent. I sound very American. I sound like I'm Trump from New York. to people who are in other countries. So if they have preconceived notions about what an American is supposed to act like, if they like Americans or don't. So if they dislike Americans and they hear the way I talk, they're like, oh, fuck this guy. So when I go to Paris, they're like, fuck this piece of shit. But if they like Americans, if it's a girl who's attracted to Americans and I start talking, they go, oh, he's so American. Oh, so it depends. Yeah. And of course, if you live in Dubai and you're American, everyone thinks you're from the UK because no Americans are in Dubai. Because Americans stay in America and they just go down with the ship. We'll be watching back later. As you teach anti-aging, can you put as a business expense the supplement vitamins in your anti-aging regime? You know, I probably... No, I can't. If I had a YouTube channel and a business all around anti-aging, then I probably could. But is that my main topic? No, that's one of my subtopics I talk about every once in a while. So the answer is no, I could. I'd get audited. I'm enjoying the new Alpha Male 2.0 life and my happiness around a 9 or a 10. Cool, when it before it hovered around a 5. Thank, great. This is amazing. Thank you for all your help. That's fantastic. Which of these 7 am I doing as I'm watching this video? Woman life or financial life? Why are you watching this video? What skills are you going to take from this video? You can put it to your woman life or financial life or both. That's it. Most Asian and Latin accents are so hot to me. African and non-American English speakers are the worst for me. You know, African, I don't have a strong opinion. You know what's really hot is South African. That's hot. But that's not an African. The African accent, there are some Africans here in Dubai. There, it's okay. The Bahamas accent, which is similar to the Jamaican accent, but it's lighter. When women have that, it's hot. Oh, go to the Bahamas. You like women with big asses? You like black women with big asses? They're the most beautiful women on earth. They don't look like African Americans. They look like Asian black women with big asses. And they have this very light Jamaican accent. Oh my God, it is so hot. Hot. When traveling with your testosterone and HCG, do you need to declare them? Nope. Put them in a see-through bag. Yes, because they're liquids. How do you store HCG on ice? Well, right now I'm doing gonadirellin because it's easier than HCG. But if it's HCG, you do it pre-mixed. And then you mix it there and you put it in the refrigerator there. That's how you do it. You can't tell if Viet and Chinese people are having a party or have a huge fight when they get together. Well, but there's a big difference between the Chinese accent and the Vietnamese accent. I can't imitate a Vietnamese accent, but I can do a Chinese accent. Okay, what you do, he smokes there. What you do is you go over here. What the fuck, my boy? That's Chinese. So Vietnamese looks very different. Sounds very different. Who tells the joke about the Chinese? I think it's Russell Peters. I think it's him. He makes this big joke. He goes to China. This is years ago. He goes to China. And he goes to the store, he needs a new belt. So he's like, hey, I need a new belt. Oh, what size belt you need? I need like a 38. You have like a 38? Go, 38? Oh my God, you're so fat. What the fuck, you so fat, boy? And he's like, you don't have a 38? No, Mike, you lose weight. What the fuck? And so he goes, you don't have a size 38 belt. This is China. Isn't everything made here? I followed all the cardinal rules. Thanks. I've waited for more than 4 months with the talk. That's good. Everything is fine. It looks like she really likes me. Only never reach out. Then you're fine. I wouldn't worry about it. With UTRT, if you're in another country and you run out, does your U.S. clinic send to your current country? No, you are not allowed to ship pharmaceuticals internationally. It is literally almost impossible. That's why one of the reasons I have to go back to the United States once every 6 months for a number of reasons. One of the reasons is to pick up my testosterone. I cannot have them ship it here. They'll stop it at the border. I can't have them ship it to Mexico. You're fucked. Now, what you can do is bring it on the plane with you. Then they don't care. Caleb, that makes no sense. You're right. Big government makes no sense. So you can bring anything on the plane with you, but if you ship it in a package, they will block it at the border and give you all kinds of bullshit. I've gone through this. So no, you can't ship pharmaceuticals. You can ship vitamins, but not pharmaceuticals. Thoughts on revenge, holding a grudge. Yes, that is pure outcome dependence. And when you do that, the other person has won and you have lost. You shouldn't care. Here's what you want to do if you want to get back at someone. Live an amazing, fantastic fucking life. Make sure they see it on social media. And if they ever see you in person, ignore them and be super happy with the people that you're with. That'll make them furious. Success is the best revenge. But you shouldn't even care. You shouldn't care. If you hold a grudge, you want to get vengeance, you're mad about something that happened 3 years ago, that person has won because that person is controlling your emotions. Instead of you controlling your emotions, you shouldn't give a fuck. There are numerous people I can still be mad at, but I don't care. My wife has a problem with this. She's very emotional and she's very outcome dependent. So if someone does something bad to her or something mean or whatever, and 5 years later, she's still pissed about it. I'm like, then they win, sweetheart. You got to let it go. You want to be happy. And she understands logically, but it's hard because she's emotional. All right. I have to go. Aren't there clinics you get TRT from? Some stuff with my TRT is some things. I don't just do testosterone. I do testosterone, gonadirellin, HCG, vitamin B. And then there's they don't give you large amounts. They give you small amounts. You have to go back every month. So they don't do it as well as the U.S. Let's see. Is there anything else I want to say before I leave you guys? I guess that's it. Are we opening up the 9-Day Biz Builder again? I think we are. I probably should be talking about the 9-Day Biz Builder right now, but I forgot what I'm supposed to say. So don't worry about it next time. Cool. All right. I will see you guys on Monday for the Sovereign CEO live stream. Cool. All right. Have fun.